Almighty God, this is our confession. We believe you because all things are possible, Lord. Just as your prophet told us that all things are not just possible to you alone, but he said all things are possible to us if we can believe, Lord. We are here again at your divine presence, Lord. We pray that you help our unbelief, Lord. Give us the faith that we have need of to believe you, Lord. We want to thank you for your grace that has kept each and every one of us since Sunday. When we gather physically like this, O God, your blessings upon each and every one, workers, business people, school children, travelers. We want to thank you for your goodness that we have enjoyed in diverse measure, various ways, deliverances, O God, healing of our bodies. Answer prayer, O God. We are so grateful, O God. We will ask for your mercy, Father, in any way that we might have sinned against you. We've slipped, we've done something that won't stand as an entrance, Lord. We pray, Father, that your blood will atone for us, Lord. We pray for souls that will be on their way to this place, Father. May you hasten their coming, O God. Grant journey mercy to every worshiper, O God. Give us, O Father, the blessings of coming to your house, O God. You are the one that said in your word, blessed is he that readeth, blessed is he that heareth, and blessed is he that doeth those things that are written. We pray, Father, the blessings that are in that word, Lord, may be the portion of each and every one, Lord. Speak to us tonight in the way that we understand. When the hour of prayer will come, Father, inspire us to pray. Pray for meetings and gatherings where your children are gathered in like manner, Lord. May you bless their gathering, O God. Grant us a wonderful time. May we go home, Father, with joy and gladness in our heart, knowing that we have spoken to someone that knows us. Thank you, Father. We love you, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. The Lord bless you. Let's turn our Bible to the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 6. When we read that, we can sit down. And the rest of the scriptures we will just be reading through. Matthew chapter 6 and from verse 9. Jesus was teaching his disciples how to pray. And the earlier verses he said, "The whole Lord," but I want to start my reading from verse 9. So verse 15. He said, "After this manner, therefore pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." Verse 14. Say, "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will not also forgive you." Okay, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Verse 15. "But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." May the Lord bless the reading, hearing of that portion of his word in our hearts this evening. You can please take the comfort of your seat. God bless you. And good evening, everyone. We thank God for his grace. We thank God for his mercy to be alive again today. Amen. It's a privilege. Do you know that? Oh, sure, it's a privilege. You don't deserve to be alive. You said, I don't deserve. I myself, I don't deserve to be alive. It's just the mercy and the grace of God. Talking with somebody and I'm just looking at him. And while we were talking, he said, you know that my mother has passed. And I looked at him, your mother passed, and you just gave like nothing happened. He said, my friend, there's nothing in this life. The woman don't go, you don't finish her own, now we may we continue. And I just look, I said, oh man. You see this life that we live? See this life that we live? It's so short. And we have to be careful the way we live the life. I will not forgive him in this life. I will not, in fact, if Jesus come, I will not. We'll go and settle it here. I'm so sorry, Lord. But that person that has gone now, only God knows whether. Of course, we know that there is no unforgiveness in heaven. There is no, God will not be calling case and say, how did the case between you and that man happen that you said you will not forgive him? My subject tonight is unforgiveness. God will never ask you that. Does he have that time? And like I say, a way you can help yourself as a Christian, before someone will offend you, you just create that stamina. Forgive them. Amen. Because you see, Satan that we are fighting is so wicked, is so smart. One little misbehavior from somebody, Satan will interpret it a million times. And tell you, see, that this brother behaved like this, reacted that way because of this, because of that. Except if you're a prophet, God will give you a direct message. Except if you are someone, you understand the way God deal with you, God will give you a direct message. And like certain experiences I've had, and people say, you know, you are talking, he said, that man that is talking, I'm seeing life like this. I said, how do you see this? I'm seeing it. I don't have that grace. I used to pray, oh God, help me. But this man that is seeing something, and truly, you see that thing just happened the way the person said, and I look, I said, God, I fear you. May God help us. Now, our message tonight is forgiveness. And it was Jesus that was the first person that taught this subject. Amen. And if you permit me, he taught it in a prayer place. Because if you go and read, it was on the month of, you know, when he went with his disciple, and he was with them, and they were asking him, just you teach us how to pray, Lord. Let's read Mark. Let's see Mark account, Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11 and verse 24. Yeah, let's start from verse 24. Say, therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Amen. Now, he said, and when you stand praying, do what? Forgive. We had a message on Sunday, expectation. And I've been that expectation and attitude. And of course, we all have the way God deal with us. And while I've been with that, there are so many things that God has just deal with me on. And I look and say, Lord, just help me. Lord, just help me. You see, when you get to a point in your life that you want to go forward, you just see that you don't understand going forward. You want to move backward, you don't understand moving backward. You want to go by the side, you don't understand going by the side. You cry, say, God, help me. I tell you, God, yes. Do you believe that? Just as we had and we are taught, it's a God of mercy. Amen. It's a God of judgment, it's a God of justice. Is always touched by the call of mercy. Is always touched by people that can't help themselves. People that think they can't help themselves. Or people that somebody has said they are nothing. That they know you cannot receive help. Those are the kind of people that God say, okay, since man has said this, I will help you. Amen. And he said, if you want to be my disciple, you want to know my way, you want to learn how to pray, number one thing, forgive. If you have us with what? Any. Not only in the church yet. Are you here? It's not only your brother in the church or your sister in the church. Like our pastor used to say, we thank God for him. We thank God that we still have him in our midst. I have to say something and I question myself. If my wife don't offend me, if I don't offend my wife, who will offend you? Give me Matthew 18. One time me bole. That's what pastor is saying. Slap me. You tell me bole. Oshiawo. It is woman being. Thank God the association pastor was reading something for us. The hard time that the prophet had with what? Prayer line. You see, today with woman being are they are the difficult set of people to deal with. I wanted to use the word I rejoice. They are so complicated. Now, he said, no, Matthew 18. Let's leave this one. We've seen what he wants us to see. Matthew 18, verse 21. One of the disciples, Peter, came to Jesus. And he said, Lord, how many times? Let me put it in plain, simple English. How many times should my wife? Let me put it like that. Because my wife is the closest to me. How many times should my wife offend me and I will forgive her? Is it seven times? Let us see his response. Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee, until what? Seven times. But where? Are we all reading the Bible? Is this seven times? How many times did he say? Thank God we have students in school. 70 times 7 is what? 400 and what? 90. I tell you, one person cannot offend you 490 times. If you have that person, bring him here. We will cast that demon or it or whatever is working in that person. Has somebody offended you 100 times and you say, Pastor, the thing that that man did me, I can never forgive him. Jesus said, if you do not forgive men, please go back to Joel, Mark chapter 11 and verse 26. He said, if you do not forgive men, their what? Trespasses. Neither will what? Your Father, which is in heaven, do what? It's not only me. You see, the reason why many of us find it hard to forgive is because we ourselves, we have not experienced forgiveness. Let's talk the message part of it. If they can get it, the prophet here was saying, which is a familiar quote that many preachers say and quote, that a pardon is not a pardon except it is what? Accepted. Tim Brabham talked about it in that message, pardon, and several messages. 63, 10, 28, pardon, paragraph 28. Was talking about a fellow dear that offended. Now, Brabham said, Mr. Lincoln, with tears in his eyes, he pulled a little sheet, maybe like this in my own ear, just tear it. And from his brief, wrote on it, I, Abraham Lincoln, pardon this man of such and shall not die. And sign his name to it. And you know, the man gave him God's blessing. And he returned back to the prison and said to his friend, I have your pardon. And he pulled it out. Maybe from his suit pocket. And upon a piece of paper, he showed his friend. And the man said, don't mock me. Yeah, I am fixing to die. And then you come with such a thing as that. I do not believe it. I just can't believe. That isn't so. Any man who signed his name as Abraham Lincoln, why not settle down and even see? He said, but this is the president's signature. Then you are pardoned. What happened? He turned his back and did what? He walked away. The man that the president pardoned. And the man died under what? Firing what? Squad. Now, his friend got so annoyed. The president forgave this man. Why will people kill him? And then here, a release from Abraham Lincoln, the president of the United States, to release his friend. And here they shot him. And so it was tried in the federal court. And here was the decision that a pardon is not a pardon unless it is accepted as what? Do you believe that? Do you believe that Jesus died? Do you believe he was buried? And you believe he rose? Now, the Bible said, while he was on the cross, there were certain things that was happening. Amen. That is why Abraham will always say, he will quote Isaiah, that by his stripes you were what? Healed. If you permit me to say, by his stripes you were forgiven. You believe that? So Jesus is not just forgiving us today. He has forgiven us long ago. You believe that? So if me, I say, I am a son of God, and I have not experienced forgiveness, no matter how I shout, no matter how I show emotion, no matter the gift I might exhibit, if I have not experienced the forgiveness of God, I can never forgive my brother. Bible said, all have sinned and done what? Come short of the glory of God. Because why? We were all born where? In sin. Is there any man here without sin? Because, oh God, have mercy. I saw something a few days ago, and that thing has kept me on my knees. I have children here. I saw a child of a very renowned minister in a very bad condition. Look at the lady. At first, I drove forward. I had to reverse my car. I came back. And I made sure she saw me and I saw her. And I look, I said, oh, how can I help this girl? I think time has come for some people. You are here, but Joseph will call my name. By the grace of God, I tell you this Bible, I will not do that again. The best that I will do for you, I will pray for you. Because why? I have children also that are coming up. There is nothing that we can do as preachers that will change you except God change you. I can't save you. You cannot save me. And I've come to realize that now. Yeah, no matter how I call, I carry the phone, I call the Father. If God does not help me, the Father might even get angry with me. Rather than causing good, I have caused more danger. I've experienced it here, so I know what I'm talking about. Rather than, you know, in the process of you trying to help somebody. Oh, my brother is in the wrong. Let me help this person. And you think you are helping the person. They will hate you for that. I'm talking of something I've experienced. So I've been praying to God. God, give me enough grace. That I see something and I do what? I just forgive. Do you know what it was for Jesus when they brought that woman that was an adulteress? Do you know what it was? It's the one that forgives sin. And they say, Master, we caught this woman in the very heart. Wicked people. We have them in the church today. We catch her in the very heart. Therefore, she must die. Because the law of Moses said, when they do this, we stone them to stone. Where is the man that you catch her with? Wicked people. You free the man. You want to kill the woman. God does not judge that way. And the master of forgiveness, he should have said, depart from me. He just bent down. While he bent down, you know, he's the master of our hearts. As we are preaching now, he's working on every heart. That's why he says it's the responsibility of we preachers to preach the
very plain. Make it very clear. Let the people see Jesus. Amen. He bent down. And why? You know, he was writing something. Only God knows what he wrote on the ground. Maybe he wrote pardon, like this president wrote for this mass prayer. We don't know. But the Bible account told us he bent down. He was writing something. If God wanted William Branham to know what he wrote, he would have revealed it. And he bent down. And while he bent down, he began to walk on their heart one by one. One by one. When he stood up, he said, he that is without sin, oh yeah, throw the first stone. God, who is rich in mercy. He began to give every one of them the picture of their life. Yesterday, you know what you did. You know what you did now. Even if pastor don't know, you know. The man just come back. Disappointed. And you think they will like Jesus. They will not like him. Until every one of them departed. Jesus turned to the woman and he said, woman, where's all your accusers? And what did he say? They are all gone. He said, neither do I what? Condemn you. Go and do what? You think that woman, after she has experienced that, she see another woman like her, we condemn that person in her heart? I want us to answer it. Until you experience Christ, until you know what it is for Christ to deliver you from cigarettes, to deliver you from Indian hemp, your brother, that shisha that you take will do you no good. That drink that you take with percentage, it will do you no good. But I cannot help you except God help you. I can save you except God save you. Many things your father don't know. Many things your mother don't know. Jesus knows. The best that we can do is to preach the word, as Brother Bam said. That's why parents, hey, we need to pray more. Enough for fighting one another. You see, Brother Bam said, the problem of Joseph is Joseph. When I can't forgive my wife, how do I expect to be a Christian? When my wife cannot forgive me, how does she expect to be a Christian? When I can't forgive Papa Ba can't forgive me, how do I expect to be a Christian? And I shake you, God bless you, bro. Shalom, bro. As Pastor says, shalom, everybody. We are deceiving ourselves. Why do we come to church? We come to church to check with our soul salvation. We come to church so that God will help us. But you say you're a Christian? You can't forgive somebody, it shows you have not experienced forgiveness. And I believe we want to experience forgiveness. Mercy is tenderly pleading. You see, I was just thinking of a song this morning. And that song said, who would have thought that a lamb would rescue the soul of man? Who would have thought that a lamb will rescue the soul of man? Jesus was painting a picture when he started with our first parent, Adam and Eve. Did he know that they would do what they did? He knew. Did he know the mistake I will make in life? He knew. That's why the message, God who is rich in mercy, Brother Bible said, the greatest of all, we make mistakes. Do you believe that? So don't get angry with yourself. Every junction in your life, he knows about it. And that's why for some of us, if you are a child of God, he will always be flashing you. Come on, stop here, Joseph. Stop there. But my stubborn, I said, no, Lord, I want to go. And I fall into error. I fall into mistake. I say, I come back, I cry. He knows. He knows that at that point, I will be so disobedient. But you are going to pay for it. And when you are paying for it, you will know, it is this very thing is what I'm paying for. Nobody will pay for your sin. Oh, sure. But remember, somebody has paid the sin for you. And who is that somebody? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Who would have thought that the Lamb will rescue the soul of man? When God allowed everything that happened in the Garden of Eden to happen, serpent came in. Eve, you know how Eve came. We probably say, serpent could not go to Adam because it was an original creation. He had to go through the byproduct. God knew all about it. But he was trying to paint to us the greater picture he had in mind, which was who? The Lord Jesus Christ. It was the Lamb of God that was what? To take the sin of the whole world. And he has done that. You believe that? Then if he could show mercy to Adam, would Adam not show mercy to him? Would Adam not show mercy to his fellows? Because he was painting a picture. And that's why check through the account. Every child of God, they don't have unforgiveness in them. Check it everywhere. I've not seen any account that the child of God will say, I will not forgive you. It's not there. A man that has experienced God at the backside of the desert, even if this is the last thing I have in life, I'm ready to release it. That is somebody that has experienced God. That is somebody that God has dealt with. Like I say again, let me repeat. As Pastor would say, Mother be Monday, oh, for me, lady, you will forgive. You remember Deacon Stephen? You remember Stephen in the Bible? Why the anointing got a hold of him and he was preaching to the tithing court? The Bible said they got angry and they carried stone. Wow. If Paul should begin to write his tribute, of course, those testimonies will go to Brother Stephen. Because it was the life of Stephen that touched Paul, who was then Saul. Why they were stoning him, he did not say, I swear, God will punish you. You see this thing that you do for me, Oluwa, Jacob, even in the secret, Oluwa, brother, you don't share me, Oluwa, by myself 10 times. I'm telling you what some people say. Yes. But until God touch you, Jacob, don't share me, by Jacob, times 20. And you marry that woman. I'm telling you reality, things that happen. Oh, my husband, Lord, that forgive me. It don't go better for her. You have just caused yourself. Oh, this is my child that is causing me pain. Oh, Lord, me strength is in pain. Do you know what you are saying? Do you know what you are proclaiming? Never check for the Bible. We didn't find anywhere. Brother, let Christ stay with us. Sisters, let Christ touch us. When Christ touch you, I tell you, you'll be different. As Pastor used to say, and as the prophet said, one thing that Christ brought to this world was love. You never find hatred in God. You never find anger in God. But rather, you go to a place, especially you that have the Spirit of God, you can sense. You have spirit of discernment. People will just be getting scared of you. Hey, will not first follow me. Yes, of this, when people are just saying, you just look at them. You have traveled million miles. And they are just talking. You don't, okay, just stay on. Like a brother used to tell me in this church. Thou say, stay on. You say, keep on saying. And you just watch. May God help us. Let us allow Christ touch us. If we have experienced forgiveness of God, are you once a sinner? Let me ask myself that question. Is there any saint in our midst? Yes. How did he become a saint? Christ walked on him. Christ walked on her. Because the Bible says we were all born what? In sin. Shaped where? In iniquity. We come to this world doing what? Speaking lies. None of us good. But somebody paid the supreme price for us. Amen. That was why the prophet before we pray, oh, this time is gone now. We're helping us to continue. Urban had an experience. He went to a place just like any one of us would do. Maybe like a cafeteria or a canteen. said that he saw a picture of policemen and a lady. And while he was there, you know, things just got so bad. And he began to condemn the woman in his act. So while he began to condemn the woman in his act, being a prophet, something happens. They come aside. And they pull aside. And God just gave him the picture.
What?
He saw all his life. When he would do something wrong, Rabban said, how? His sin was like a bumper. Somebody carrying a load going on. And he just had another one to eat. You know, I to shake. He said, then he is that me, Lord? He said, then he told him, you see yours? All of this that you have done, I forgave you. This woman, why are you condemning her?
What?
The old picture changed for the prophet. Rabban said, right there, I begin to pray, God, help me. Have mercy. If you guys don't help me, I'll go back to this woman now. And when God helped him, he went back to the woman. Rabban said, then I wanted to have a chat with her. She said, I'm sorry, I had company. Rabban said, I don't mean it that way. I'm not here to come and girlfriend you. I want to tell you about Jesus. He said, then the prophet began to talk to her. He said, you see, I saw you in this shape with those two men. And while I was standing, I was condemning you in my heart. You see, I love the prophet. He's so sincere, so plain. That's why I said, you know, Rabban used to make certain statements. And let's not take it for granted. Let's not take it for joke. Rabban said, if you see that you cannot help the person, why kill the person? Somebody is already down. You are talking the person down more. You know that this brother is drinking. By going to tell Sister Lagbaja, it will not help him. Can't you have my pity for that brother? Oh, Sister so-and-so, if you see her, for in fact, there is no Christian, there is Christian. Do you believe that? I said there is Christian. Forget all that what they do, they come here and look like Christian in the church. If they go outside, if I tell you what they do, they wear clothes that they pay, they wear everything. We know. But are we the one to save them?
No.
It is God that will save. All I can do, God, you that forgive me, help me to know how to present you to this fellow. The pastor began to talk to her. I said, you see, while I was condemning you here, something just talked to me. He said, I should talk to you. And the woman began to narrate the story of her life. How she was raised in a good home, but somehow, she slipped and brought her to the certain condition where she was at that present state. And Rabban said, I said, okay, sister, if you still love the Lord, he can forgive you. You see, with all these things that I have done,
yes,
he can forgive you. No matter how far you have gone, permit me, I'm sorry, this is stupid. Even if you have killed somebody, yes. If you have killed somebody, like I was telling someone, this life is more spiritual, just be aware. If you have killed somebody, maybe you did do diabolical something. I don't know why I have to go this way. And they tell you, kill somebody. You know you can't tell anybody. You tell, you will land in prison. But if you are a seed of God, all that are mine, they will come to me. This one is God that says so. Ah, but Joseph, a healer? Yes. It's Jesus that has the final say. If you can recognize that what you have done is wrong, and you cry out for mercy, say, God, forgive me. For example, you committed abortion as a sister. And it's something nobody should hear. But why die here? Surrender yourself to God. God can forgive you. I tell you, God has even forgiven you. If you are a daughter of God, he has forgiven you. Can we say amen? It is only Satan that wants to take you there. That's why Rabban said, while he was on the cross, he was groaning. No wonder I went down to hell to deliver those that the devil had captive. And there are so many people Satan is holding captive, even tonight in the church of God. That is why a little offense they can forgive.
May God help us.
When you experience certain things in life, you will fear God. Let me read somewhere before we pray. That scripture that says, vengeance is mine. If you can't be flashy. That loss of way, I think in Yoruba interpretation, what we call vengeance is what? A son. It threw me like this. Okay. You know some people, they are so very good in planning for somebody, waiting for him. This is that this brother told me. I know where to get him. I'm waiting for him here. Google record it. Money. Google script. I have it. Brother, those things we do, you know. Throw it away. We don't need that. If you're in charge of God, throw it away. I don't know who I'm speaking to. I said, throw it away. We don't need those things. It is for immature Christians. If you have experienced God, that's nonsense.
Oh, may God help us.
I said, do you know? I have his record. I have everything. You don't need that. Throw it away. Maybe you yourself have not experienced God. Dearly beloved, do what? Avenge not yourselves. Don't take this as my word. This is the Lord speaking. True Apostle Paul. Dearly beloved, Sister A, I don't want to call somebody's name, offended you. I will be her back. And we come to the same church. We are praying to the same God. We want to go to the same heaven. He said, avenge not what? Yourself, husband and wife. It's just the enemy. But rather, give place unto what? Wrath. For it is written, vengeance is what? So vengeance is not for you. Vengeance is not for you. It's not for you. It's not for you. It's not for me. The battle is not yours. The battle is who? The Lord. Vengeance is what? Man just said. Because you know what they say? I'm a fool. Let them say that. Oh, they say you don't get said. Just take it. I will do what? I will do what? Say it who? And I think that is where I fear. If you are here tonight and you have a spirit that just makes you to cause offense, it is a bad spirit. Just as those that have all forgiveness also, it is a bad spirit not to forgive your brother that has offended you. Do you think that Jesus said there are people that offended him? No wonder they say, if many accounts that he went through in life, they were with him, this church no go contain. I tell you, many things he will not contain. But a simple life, a little account which you put in this book called the Bible. People offend him on a daily basis and they go forgive him. Remember, he's the owner of forgiveness. But if you have not experienced him, like I said, you cannot forgive your brother. Let us bow our head tonight. Let us think on this world. I know it could sound very rough. It could sound broken. But remember, God doesn't just do things for doing sake. As the person had someone that I wanted to take. Bless you, sir. But I know how many things I had to suffer to come and take this one tonight. I'm telling God, Lord, I don't want to be misunderstood. And just say, just preach it. I know how to address it. I say, Lord, since it's you, I go ahead. I say it anyhow you want me to say it. And Father, I've done it. The rest is in your hand, Lord. Oh, when I've thought that the Lamb would rescue the soul of men.
Think of that, my brother. Think of that, my sister. Who would have thought that Jesus Christ was that Lamb of God that took the sin of the whole world? No wonder people found it very difficult to accept him. Because what the Bible said, it didn't come the way they were expecting. And maybe tonight that's the same thing. The Lord is telling you that prayer that you are asking of me. And just like we read in the book of Matthew, that whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe. And Brother Bram told us, Brother Bram said, all things are possible if you can believe. All things are not just possible to God alone. Brother Bram said, all things are possible to you if you can believe. But remember, you cannot believe totally if there are these blockages in your life. If there is unforgiveness. If you are the one that got the spirit just to make someone angry. Just look at yourself. You are always causing offense. You are always causing offense. Search in yourself. Say, God, help me. This is not a good one. This is not a good spirit. Why will I be in a place and every time I get there, there's always offense? Lord, I might be trying to present it right, but maybe I'm not presenting it right. But the prophet said, how do you know that you're a child of God, you're a daughter of God? It's when God has revealed himself to you and you've seen where you are wrong. A child of God will say, truth, Lord. It will speak like that woman spoke. That's the revelation. Truth, Lord. The Bible says, Christian will accept that God's word is true. I am the one that is wrong, Lord. Truth, Lord. What this fellow is saying is true. What that person is saying, Lord, is true. If I don't suffer it, who will suffer it? So count yourself a worthy vessel that you are going through whatever you are going through in life. Father, I thank you that I can be reproached for your name's sake. I thank you that I can suffer this thing. Hey, brother, sister. Sometimes it will get so hard. Don't you realize when the prophet says, sometimes God will even allow trouble to come to the church. And just to see the side that you take, do you not understand what we're talking about? And the very person that God can allow to cause the offense, it may even be our dear pastor, which I know pastor will not take offense. Or it could be any of the ministers. It could be that God is testing you. It could be that God is trying to see what kind of a seed is in you. If Anna, let me re-echo it again, just as we had on Sunday. If Anna would have judged the priest wrongly, she would have missed the blessing. That's why I'm so sorry for people that look at, I'm not saying it because pastor is there, because sometimes people will just misunderstand. When we say certain things, you look at our dear pastor and just say, is he not a man? Somebody just speak like that. Pastor is not a fool. Let me say that in the name of the Lord. Because some of us just take simplicity for granted. I'm not the spokesman of Pastor Martin. But sometimes certain things must be said. And just like we read, vengeance is mine. You say, oh, Pastor Martin, I can do anything to him. Hey, brother. You might be doing it, but it will get to a time. You will do it for the last time. And that might be just all. God will just cut you off. But because we are still in this era of mercy, maybe this is just God showing you mercy again. And maybe I should take it higher to us than one. All of us, we know what the word said. Just like I remember when I was to marry, and our dear pastor, he said, Brother Joseph, you're a minister, and you are born in the message. I believe you should know the word. You should know the message. And I said, yes, pastor.
But you see, until God reveals certain things to you, you might not understand. You might know them in letter, but you might not have the clear understanding. All of us in this message, we know what the message says. We know what the Bible says about man and woman living together. But today, many of us want to explain God's word away. Why? You see where our problem is? Why? We think we know better than God. We want to correct God. No, God, you are wrong. You should have put it this way. You offend your wife. You should find grace to say, why? I'm sorry. That's why I'm so... Oh, God, have mercy on this young generation. You listen to certain things that some of our young people say. It makes me bleed in my heart. Somebody will say, is this for Joseph? There are certain things. I will keep it a secret till I die. Sister, do you know what the quote says? You must confess all. And may I send that to somebody tonight? You say, what about the brother? The brother too should confess. Oh, yes. You say, who should he confess to? He should confess to his pastor. He should confess to God. But you, the sister, if you have ever done anything as a young sister in your life, the prophet said you must expose all to your husband, whether you like it or not. If you don't do that, and the man get to find out 10 years later, he still stands quoting. He has the right to kick you out. But some of us want to argue with that. I don't know why. See, this gospel of Malachi 4 has not changed. Young people, it has not changed. And by the grace of God, some of us that God has helped and is still helping, we will try our best to guard it. It has not changed. The word of God still remains true. Sin is sin. We should not sugarcoat sin. If it's a brother, he has done wrong, let us call him out. If it's a sister, she has done wrong, tell her she has done wrong. How did the word of God say we should address these things? Let us help one another. Not just show, oh, do you know what this brother has done? Hey, may God have mercy upon you. May God have mercy upon me. Oh, do you know what pastor has done? I don't care to know. That's why you are not helped, my sister. You see why? You commonize the pastor until you have taken the pastor so low like yourself. I tell you, not everybody is like you. Not everybody will be like you. Who do you know what's also? I don't care. I don't need to know. Who for just say you don't know? I don't need to know. I only know myself. And I know God that died for me. That's all that is enough. Why do you need to tell me? Because somebody told you something in confidence. Maybe it was just using that out of advice. And you begin to use it. Oh, may God have mercy upon you, my sister. And if there be anyone in that situation. Maybe because the ministers, they try to tell you their life and try to use it to help you. You say, do you know pastor has smoked? Oh, may God have mercy upon you for that. Oh, yes. Why do you not say the other one, as the prophet said? But this is the same man that God transformed, and every one of us can see his life. Same thing with the rest of the ministers. Yeah, but you don't know. I don't need to know. Believe the preachers. Of course, they are not preaching Quran to you. They are preaching the word of God that will transform your life. If you know anything about them that you think they are not right, pray for them. Is that not what the prophet taught us? Pray for them. Don't kill them. Don't kill their influence. Same thing, husband and wife. Same thing, brother to brother. Sister to sister. Help your sister. Help your brother. Pray for him. Pray for her. May God help us. Forgiveness. When you start praying, Jesus said, do what? Forgive. For if you do not forgive, men, their trespasses. How will your heavenly Father forgive you? I believe we are praying. Because that's why we have come to the church tonight. This is another privilege for us to talk to God. Say, God help me. God help me. Maybe I've not really experienced this forgiveness myself. That's why I find it very hard sometimes. Somebody will do something to me so hard. Lord, help me. Yes, I know I'm human. Oh, sure. Somebody will definitely offend you. But find grace to forgive. And like somebody said, but I will not forget it over yourself. Yes. You are a human being. You will not forget. So that you can learn lessons. When you are dealing with a fellow next time, you know how to deal better. May God help us. God wants sons and daughters that will live like Him. God is not looking for church member. God is not looking for spectator. God is not looking for onlooker. We want to see what will happen tonight. That's not the kind of people that God is looking for. God is looking for the people that are ready to be true sons and true daughters. And I believe that those, some of them are here tonight. And you are saying, God, help me. Forgive me, Lord. Just try me one more time, Lord. If you can help me, I want to be yours because I know you are mine, Lord. You died for me. You forgave me my sin. Lord, help me to forgive myself. Like we say, some of us, certain things that we are holding in our life, you want to hold it till you die. Hey, forgive yourself, brother. And if it's something that you have got to confess to somebody, find the grace to confess it. And God will help you thereafter. While all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed, you want to be remembered tonight? I say, God, help me. I have this as a request. I've been praying. Maybe this is something that has been an interest. Just as we had on Sunday, I just want to repeat the quote that the associate pastor read to us about the woman that has something to confess to her husband. Also, the husband has something to confess to her. And she was justifying the husband. Didn't even know that the husband was in the same offense. But you see how God works. Oh God, help us tonight. And she wanted God to help her. But that thing was standing as an hindrance. Maybe certain things that you have been suffering for so long is just a result of this your unbelief. With the prophet said, every unbelief is sin. Unforgiveness, anger, hatred, malice, jealousy, envy, strife. All those things are of the devil. Let's put them aside, brethren. I say, God, help me. You want to be remembered? God, help me. I want to be a Christian. I want to be more like you every day. That woman in my neighborhood, I want to forgive her. That man in my office, I want to forgive him. Release that person. Let him go. My father offended me so much. Release him. Let him go. Oh, they will not even allow me to speak. Forgive. I say, God, help me. Give me the grace. Help me to forgive. So that I can also be forgiven of whatever it is that I might have done that is standing as an hindrance. Why I'm asking you to do this for me. Why we request pastor to pray for us tonight.
Mr. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another opportunity to be in the house for the midweek meeting. Thank you, Lord, for being with us this Valentine Sunday. You have been meeting our needs to be fighting our battles. The watchful eyes has been upon us. We are very grateful to you. The time we come to your house is to present ourselves unto you that you might further your works in our individual lives. Father, we have heard your word, forgiveness. Lord Jesus, your prophet told us a few things. Father, the man that killed his dog, poisoned his dog, he promised his dog will get a man for him. He actually wanted to do it. Father took his rifle from him. He promised he would tell his dad to kill the man. But when he met with you, the whole story was changed. He led the man to you. Lord, the man that was in Christ, Lord, may he be with every one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. We know it is true, we're all born in sin, shape, and iniquity, came into this world speaking lies. There is nothing sound that is good in any of us. That is why your word will prescribe the new birth. And when that happened, you said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, the new creation, of his have passed away, behold, of his have become new. Heavenly Father, in whichever way your word has touched us tonight, may you have mercy upon us. For that your work in our lives, Lord, that we might be exactly like you. Lord, that is what your prophet taught us, that when your spirit comes into us, we will live like you. We will talk like you. We will act like you. We will react like you. We will forgive like you. Lord, may you help us, Lord. Anywhere there is a forgiving spirit, Father, may you deal with such a hell and make him to see why I have to forgive. May your grace rest upon every one of us in the level that we have need of it, Lord. From the platform to the pews, don't bypass any of us. From person to person, from bench to bench, walk upon us so as we have need of you. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be thy holy name. We know if you walk upon us, definitely we will be true representative of you. In our neighborhood, in our office, anywhere, oh gracious Father, we want to be true representative of you, even in your own house. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Forgive all our shortcomings and our failures. Give us the grace and the ability, Lord, to live like you. Fill us with your spirit, refill us with your spirit. We can never be too filled with your spirit. Thank you, Father. Bless your servant and replenish him for the virtue that has led him. We pray, God, that as we all go into prayers at this time, inspire us and let us grant us option to pray as expected of us. As you have instructed us in the scripture reading, that when we are praying, we should forgive. Lord, if we find it difficult to forgive, may we ask you in prayer to help us. We know when you walk upon us, it will no longer be difficult at all. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen.
Pray. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for giving us this opportunity to be in your house for this midweek service. We want to thank you, God, for every aspect of the service. We thank you for the worship service. We thank you for the reading of the scriptures. Thank you for the period of the preaching. And we are grateful to you for the blessing that you have blessed us with. We worship and we bless your holy name. Thank you, O God, for prayer requests that your children wrote that were read, we prayed over. And the ones we have normally before that we do commit unto you, including the personal requests that we have also prayed over in the course of this period of prayer. Lord, it's just not an exercise that is futile, it's a fruitful exercise, because we are obeying your word that told us that we should ask, then we will receive, we should seek and we will find, and we should knock that it will be open unto us. This is what we are acting upon, and we are asking according to your word, because we are your children and we know the requirements of your word. We have done this according to your word. We are asking that you anoint our hearts with faith to believe that we have received all that we have asked of you, Your word said, then we shall have them. Take doubt and unbelief from every one of us. Give us the faith and expectation in our hearts, Lord, to know that very soon you will be manifested to the glory of your name. Lord, our prayers is not to be limited to this place, because your word said that men ought always to pray and not to faint. In our homes, in our privacies, may you teach us how to pray. Lord, we ask, O God, that as we dismiss, your presence will go with us. You take each one of us home safely, those that are going to far places, those that are going to near places, those that are going with private vehicles, those that are going with public motors, or those that will trek. Watch over every one of us, dear Father, and give us a peaceful night rest. The servant you have used to take this service and to be a blessing unto us, we ask you bless him in return and lift up the honor of his ministry. Lord, the rest of the week is in your hand. We just ask that you watch over us and guide us in all our undertakings, be with students, be with workers, be with business people, be with travelers. May you watch over every one of your children. Perfect the health of the sick one. Keep all of us hail and hearty of God. All that we have need us as individuals and family, as a local assembly, may your grace supply them unto us. Thank you, dear Father. On Friday, when we need to listen to tape, or I think this Friday being the last one supposed to come for the communion service, we ask that you bless our garden. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord bless you. Just remember now that this Friday is going to be the last day of the month. The last Friday and also the last day of the month. So, we have the breaking of bread service. Yeah. The Lord bless you. Shall we rise? Hymn number 38. Draw me nearer.